In the message to the church in Philadelphia, the Lord Jesus, or we can say the Spirit, says we should hold fast to that which we have heard. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast. That is, hold on to that which you've heard. Don't lose that which you've heard. Keep it and treasure it. Because there is so much deceit out there. There are so many voices out there. There are so many counterfeits out there. So we are admonished to hold fast. Stand on the revelation that you've received from above. Don't let it slip away. Behold, I come quick. These were letters written over 2,000 years ago, and Jesus Christ says, I come quick. Like we know, the book of Revelation, the Apocalypse of Jesus, was written years after the death and resurrection of Jesus. And right there and then, over 2,000 years ago, he says, behold, I come quick. So what is he saying? See, this is an experience, the coming of the Lord. The coming of Jesus is an experience that occurs within the saints, within the saints of God, those who hear the voice of truth. Those who hear the voice of truth and conform to that truth, experience is coming. Behold, I come quick. Behold, I, the offspring of the living God, comes quick. It's an unveiling within those who patiently wait on the Lord. It's an unveiling. And this is the hope of every man who knows truth, that you may consciously realize Christ in you. To realize the beauty of God's creation, which you were, which you are. This is all that Jesus Christ came to do here on earth, to cause an awakening in us, so that we realize that the way He is the way we are. Now, these are not theoretical things. These are not things that you say with the mouth. But these are things that we are called to experience as sons of God. To experience Christ. To experience the life of God. Because before now, in our human existence, we were cut off from that life. See it? We were separated from that life of God as a result of the darkness that was in our hearts. Our hearts were darkened so that we could not comprehend the truth. Praise God, but now the day is dawning in our hearts. The light is shining. We are hearing the voice of truth now, and once again, the beauty of God's creation is emerging. See, but we must hold on to that which we hear and continue in it. Let no one rob you of your crown. Let no man rob you of your inheritance in Christ. There are many, many voices out there right now. There are many, many signs and wonders. There are many who come saying, I am the Lord. it were possible, the elect of God will be deceived. But thank God the elect will not be deceived, because they hear the voice of their master. They know the voice of their master. Praise God. They do not follow the voice of the stranger as he speaks and seeks to cause the sons of the morning to once enter back into their shells and be veiled. The principal work of Satan is to hide every trace of divinity in you. Is to cause you to lose all awareness of your oneness, or we can call it your portion in the Almighty God. That is the work of Satan. See, Satan's work is to blind the eyes of our understanding so that we do not realize that we are an integral part of the body of God. And he works in subtle ways. Like we know, Satan does not come with a fork and knife. He does not come physically with horns, with tails. No. He comes subtly. In ways that will appeal to your emotions. In ways that look morally right to men. He comes with the appearance of moralism. He comes with the appearance of religion. And many people might not admit this. But we all are still very religious to some extent. Religion is what we are born into in this world, present world. We are born into a religious system. A religious moral system. So we've all picked up the traits of religion in us. So we are all religious to some extent. Even the one that says he's called out, he has come out of Babylon. They come out of Babylon and they form their own religion again. That's the religion of the called out. And that's the religion of the called out of the called out. Praise God. I'm going to turn quickly to the book of Revelation chapter 13. Verse 11, let us see the subtle ways in which Satan strikes his opponent. The subtle way in which Satan keeps the people in bondage, far away from the glorious life of the living God. Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. I would have read the whole chapter, but we don't have time, so I'll just start off from verse 11. We'll be having some DVDs out very soon on the Mark of the Beast, which will deal, you know, with the topic of the Mark of the Beast in great detail, so that we can have insight, understanding into the mysterious workings of Satan. Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and cursed the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He does great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Mark that, in the sight of men. And deceived them that dwell on the earth by means of these miracles, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast who had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich, poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That's its number is 666. It's the number of a man. See it. Here is wisdom. Let him understand it. Count the number of the beast, because it is the number of a man. Praise God. Man and the beast. Now, what did this scripture? We just read some part of Revelation chapter 13, and we want to find out what the Spirit is trying to communicate to us. Praise God. We saw something that looked like a lamp arising out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamp. At first appearance, you probably might have thought it was a lamp, but in reality, it was a beast, and when he opened his mouth to speak, you heard the voice of a dragon. He spoke as a dragon. Praise God. Now, what is this beast? The lamp coming out of the earth represents the religious arm or religious face that the devil presents before us in these last days. It comes in the form of religion and moralism. See it? And you can tell, you can discern by their voice. Because that voice is the same voice that operated way back from the beginning in the Garden of Eden. And how many of us realize that the dragon is the same thing as the old serpent that was in the garden? It is the same thing as the devil and Satan. It's all one thing. Different ways of manifesting itself. Manifests itself in the mind. It manifests itself in the systems of men, in religion. Different ways. And notice clearly that the lamp came out of the earth. It ascended out of the earth. It is of the earth. See it? It's something that is carnal, of the earth. And it has the voice of the dragon. That is the same voice that deceived Adam in the beginning. That is the same voice that blinded the eyes, the spiritual eyes of Adam. And that is the same voice today that goes about deceiving men, causing them not to realize the truth and be saved. How many of us realize that it is the will of God that all men come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. See, but you must begin to discern the voices that are littered all over the place today. Learn to discern the voice of God. See, if that voice is not revealing your path in the Almighty God, that voice is not of God. If that voice does not confess that Christ is come in the flesh in you, that does not if that voice does not confess Christ in you, that is the voice of the dragon. Praise God. That is the voice that caused Adam to lose all awareness of his perfection and oneness with God. It was the voice that caused Adam to become self-conscious. Self-conscious. It caused Adam to lose the image of the heavenly and to put on that image of the earthly, which is the image of the dust, which is actually the image of the beast. See it? That voice simply causes men to put on the image of the beast, to put on the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is the, you see, is that mark. It's a spiritual mark that you see upon all men that have transgressed in Adam. It's a mark of carnality. See, it's a mark that, you know, reduces man to a mere earthly mortal creature. Jesus Christ once rebuked Peter and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan," or rather, "Get thee behind me, O dragon, get thee behind me, O old serpent, get thee behind me, O devil. Thou knowest not the thing that is of the things that be of God, but the things that be of men." See, we're talking of men here. The men in this sense is a pointer to mortal men of the dust. It's a pointer to the natural man who mistakenly feels that his origin is here in this outer realm, you know, of darkness called the world. Praise God. So see, the things of Satan are one with the things of men. So you can say all the systems of men and the systems of the world are simply the systems of Satan. It's the system of the dragon. See it, religion included. See it, your church systems and all these things you see included. In fact, the most dangerous arm of Satan, the most subtle and wicked arm of Satan, operates through the church, operates through religion. We're talking of church, we're talking of the formations on the earth that men call church. How many of us realize that church is not something that can be formed or discerned by men? The church of God is something that is totally celestial. The gathering of God's people in a church is something that is totally spiritual. See, it cannot be defined by four walls of a building. It cannot be named by men, because the church of God has always been. It is the gathering. The church is the body of Christ. Praise God. So we must recognize the voice of Satan. Satan operates through the reasoning of men, moralism. And many, many people today are in bondage. We've seen people who have heard this message, who rejoiced at the thing that the Lord is doing in their life, who tasted of the goodness of what God was doing in their life, but they could not stand, withstand the pressure that they received from forces without. Because the moment you begin to walk in the true revelation of Christ and begin to confess your perfection before the Father, just watch out and see how hell will be bust loose on you. Watch out and see how your friends will turn against you. Watch out and see how the brethren in the churches will make a ridicule of you. Praise God. They feel that you still have to do something to please God. See, they feel that you have to pay a tithe. You have to give an offering. That you have to mark the register in a church somewhere every Sunday to please God. They feel that you must pray this way. See, that you must speak in tongues this way. That you must shout this way. You must dress this way. And if you don't do these things the way they say it is, you are looked at as what? An antichrist. You are looked at as somebody who is not serious, who does not know the things of God. Praise God. But what people do not realize is that all you ever need is to know, is to receive the truth from above and to know. If you study the seven trumpets, if you receive the messages from the seven trumpets, which is actually the voice of the Spirit, revealing the will of God towards us, see it, calling us to come out of darkness into the light, you will see that the instruction of the Lord is simply instruction causing us to awake from the deadness of our human existence back into our true identities as sons of light. That is all God requires of us. He wants us to know the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He's not come here to begin to add precept upon precept. He's not here to add new laws. Praise God. When you come to Christ, you know that you've come to the end of the law. For we know that those things that pertain to the law are simply shadows. They have no reality. They have no power. Praise God. All God requires of his sons is that they should awake. Don't be deceived by signs and wonders. Don't be deceived by the works of men, the ability of men to increase in number, to gather people unto themselves, to beguile people. Don't be deceived when you see fire coming down from heaven in the sight of men. This is the deceit that we see in the realms of religion today. Many people follow and wonder after these systems of religion because of signs, because of their ability to do things that look real. But you will discover that these things do not have eternal value. They have no eternal substance. They have no foundation. They are not upon the rock. Praise God. Some people will quote scriptures and they tell you that if you do not pay your tithes, you are robbing God. If you do not pay your offering, you are robbing God. And that is why you have your problems in your family. That is why somebody is not well in your family. That is why you have some health, problem or something is not going well in your finances because you do not pay your tithes. That is the voice of the dragon. Operating through that thing that looks like a lamp. Operating through religion. Praise God. When you awake in Christ, you come to the place where you know that you have come to the end of the law. Hallelujah. If I minister to my brethren, if I minister to my brother, I minister in love. To encourage. To build up. Out of love. For love is the only thing that there is. For we are all members one of each other. We are not under any law to pay tithes or to pay offerings. Praise God. The only offering today that we can ever pay is ourselves. Is to give ourselves upon the altar unto the Lord. To hand over our lives to God. That is our tithes. To give ourselves as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. That is the thing that is pleasing unto God. Praise God. The Father seeks those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. Those are the worshippers that God is seeking. Not tithe payers. We worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. When we ascend up. Ascend in the spirit. Ascend in truth. Christ is the truth. We worship God when we are awake in Christ. That is what is pleasing to God. That we are awake in Him. That we are awake from the dust. That we put on Christ. That we remember from where we have fallen and return to our first estate. That is the thing that is pleasing to God. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. In Christ. He wants us to realize Christ. So that we can enjoy the fullness of life. We can enjoy bliss. Glory. Praise God. So we have to watch out for the voice of, understand the voices that operate in the systems. Praise God. A sister the other day heard some messages from us and she was, liberated. She said she felt very light. She felt a peace that surpassed all understanding. She felt the joy of her salvation restored back to her. And somewhere along the line, she met her pastor and some of the elders of her former church. And a prophet, among them started prophesying that the grace of God will leave you because you left the church. That everything that you've gained over the years, you'll be lost because you left the church unless you return back to the church and obeys all authority in the church, the grace of God will leave her. Now, when you hear that kind of talk, where does it come from? That's not the voice of God. That's not the voice of the Father. It is the voice of what? Of the dragon. That is the voice of the devil walking through the systems of religion. And when the sister heard these words of the prophet, she started to waver. She started to get scared. She started to get worried, wondering if the Lord will leave her. See, what does happen there is how the devil works through the systems of religion to rob people of their liberty in God. Praise God. Now this thing is very, very common everywhere you go. See, a lot of these preachers or a lot of these systems preach to gather you unto themselves. They preach to gather you unto their systems and not unto God's kingdom. Jesus Christ never gathered people unto Himself in the flesh. In fact, after some of His miracles, He told those people, the people who were healed, that they shouldn't follow Him. They should go about proclaiming what God has done for them. He was not here to gather people unto Himself, but to gather people unto the Lord, but to gather people into God's invisible kingdom. See, the irony of all this is that many of these people will wake up in the afterlife. That's I'm talking of when they've left the body. They will wake up someday and discover that they were deceived all these years. Deceived by the systems of religion. Isn't it written here in Revelation chapter 13 that multitudes, see it, were deceived. See, it caused them to put on the image of the beast, the mark of the beast. See, it causes men to remain in their mortal human state. It will never, that spirit never edifies you on the secrets of deity within you. It's rather, it hides it from you. And it always seeks to tell you how mortal, how imperfect you are before God. It always seeks to tell you how much you have to make a sacrifice, how much you have to do something to appease God. See, you go like that in circles year after year, day after day, always confessing your sins, going to church every Sunday and confessing your sins, and you know, the pastor always prays for you, and it never changes for 50 years, 60 years, you continue like that till you die. Praise God. But thank God the voice of truth is going forth right now to release God's people. You have to recognize the lamp that looks, or rather the beast that looks like a lamp. You have to recognize the systems of religion that deceive men. You have to recognize the voices that are operating today. It's very, very important. Paul says we should not be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Simplicity. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. That is the burden of the Lord is light. All he wants you to do is to know, to believe, to know who you are, to awaken to the reality that the Father has loved you with an endless love, unconditionally. He wants you to awaken to the reality that you are in Him. That is true. See, He's not coming to make you something that you are not. He's simply coming to remind you of what you are. See, that is the simplicity of the gospel. To believe in Christ, your true image, and be saved. That is the aim. That is the gospel. Simplicity. See, but somewhere along the line, many people have been corrupted with different doctrinal beliefs, religious beliefs. That it is done this way, it is done that way. Praise God. Quickly turn to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 1. It's a letter by Paul. Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. Are you listening to the words of Paul? He complains here that some of them, had been corrupted from the simplicity of the gospel that he preached to them. Praise God. The simplicity of the gospel of Christ. See, we should not be deceived because Satan himself appears as an angel of light. He too preaches the gospel. He too wears the suit on Sunday and preaches the gospel. In fact, he's a master manipulator of the world. And he keeps people in bondage. Jesus Christ once rebuked the scribes and the Pharisees. He says that you encompass sea and land to make a convert. And at the end, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. See, when you enter into those systems, when you receive the lie of the devil, when you succumb to the voice of the dragon and go about worshipping the beast, what happens is that you become a son of hell. Your condition goes worse. It might look beautiful initially. So but you will discover at the end of the day that your condition is worse. You become more and more a creature of fear, sensing a greater divide between you and God. That is the work of the devil. See, Adam became a son of hell as soon as he began feeding on the knowledge of good and evil, which is the knowledge which is all emit from the voice of the dragon, the voice of the serpent. It's a lie. See, they're out there to make you afraid, to make you guilty, make you feel that you must do something to sacrifice to please God, to cause you to feel naked and unworthy. But God says today that you are perfect. God says today you are an integral part of Him. Praise God. Know the truth and let the truth set you free. See, some brethren I've met are scared to walk by faith with the Lord. They feel that they kind of lose the covering that they had probably under a pastor or under a prophet or whatever. See, but you must understand that any covering that is not the covering, is not from the Lord, will not last forever. For this reason, we must, you know, learn to realize that the Lord and the Lord only is my shepherd. The Lord and the Lord only is my covering. We must learn to realize that we dwell under the shadow of the Almighty, who is our Father. We must learn to call God Father and approach our God individually. We must all learn to realize that the Father's presence, the Father is always present in the time of our needs. And the Father has never left us. Even though we made our bed in hell, the Father was there, right there with us. Even though we are conscious of this fact, the Father never left us. So we should not be deceived. We should not fear. Praise God. Because when we walk faithfully before the face of the Father, recognizing our oneness with Him, He never leaves nor forsakes us. It's very important we know this. Praise God. So let us come out from the realm of religion, come out of the beliefs of men, and begin to walk by faith with the Father. You know, I went to preaching in a church for some time, for a period of 6 months, some years back. And at the end of the day, I got a lot of criticism. They told me that I don't pray like they pray. I don't shout as they shout. You know, that I was not spiritual enough. Praise God. Now, these are the kind of things you hear when you begin to walk by faith with your Father. These are the kind of things you hear when you begin to walk in the true revelation of yourself as the Son of God. Never expect those on the outside to understand. It's impossible. That's why it says in Revelation chapter 13, verse 11, that those who do not receive the mark of the beast, which is the mark of carnality, the mark of men, the mark of religion, we are killed. It causes those who do not receive this mark to be killed. See, those who do not receive this deception, those who want to walk in the spirit, those who want to walk in the reality of their true identities as Christ, it causes them to be killed. Today, nobody has to come out there physically to kill you. See, but they try to shut your mouth. They try to stop you. See, they cast you out of their systems. See, they stay away from you. They want their members not to listen to your messages. I've received that here. They told me that. They told their members not to come for some of the conferences we have. Not to associate with us. See, but this should not be a wonder, because these same things were done to Jesus. And Jesus Christ has already said it, that these things will be done to his disciples. If they do this to the master, they will definitely do it to his disciples. Praise God. Preach immortality. Preach divinity within you. And see how they will laugh at you. How they will mock you. Preach Christ in you. And see how they will hold up scriptures to prove you wrong. See, and the thing is that there's no point trying to argue with somebody who does not have this revelation. There's no point. Just keep it to yourself. These are not things that you fight over or argue over. See it? At the appointed time, every man will hear and know for himself. Praise God. So 666 upon the forehead and upon the right hand talks about carnality. It's a mark that already exists upon all men who walk in the lie. See it? And it's a mark that is continuously being inscribed upon those who carry on receiving the lie of the devil. Those who carry on walking in the flesh. Those who carry on, living in the illusion that they are mortals, that they have this natural earth. See it? And as long as you neglect the truth and continue in the lie, you lose all awareness of God's paradise. See, and this is where the world is today. God wants us to be aware of the workings of the devil. See, any voice, any doctrine that does not reveal your perfection, your unconditional perfection in Christ, is of the devil. The only thing that is ever required for the Son of God is to know, is to awaken, to realize, to awaken to the truth. See it, and to walk in the truth. When you walk in the truth, you discover that you are already righteous. See it, when you walk in the truth, you discover that everything that the law required is already fulfilled in you. Praise God. We are no more under law. We are not more under obligation to follow after organized religion to do this or to do that. All those are just doctrines of men. It's all from the voice of the dragon. See, God just simply wants his sons to awake from the illusion that they are mortals. Awake into the light. Awake into your perfection. Then you will discover that everything is already beautiful. Praise God. See, we must recognize that Jesus Christ has already destroyed the devil. Praise God. Jesus Christ has already made an open show of the principalities and powers. He has spoiled them openly, destroyed them. See it? That beast that had the wound that looked as if it was slain but lived can only live in your imagination if you allow it to live. Because in reality it has been slain. The Lord Jesus Christ has, you know, conquered Satan. He has destroyed every work of the devil. He has destroyed and spoiled principalities and powers. Praise God. So let us not be deceived. Religion seeks to awaken that which the Lord has destroyed. Religion seeks to awaken the beast which the Lord has destroyed. But we who know the truth realize that the Lord has destroyed principalities and powers. See, these are the reasonings of men. See, that testified against us, spoke against us, that caused us to remain in bondage, that caused us to remain in that illusion, that, you know, state of sin consciousness. All that has been destroyed by the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn quickly to the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, in drink, or respect of an holy day, or holy moon, of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intriguing into those things which they have not seen, vainly puffed up with their fleshy minds, and not holding to the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourished, meant, ministered and knit together, increased with the increase of God. Praise God. See what Paul is saying here? He has triumphed. He has destroyed principality and power. These are reasonings. These are concepts of men. See it? He has destroyed them. Say, let no man, let no one judge you. Let no man. You notice his men. He says, let no man. He repeats, let no man, two times here. Let no man. Man. See, the devil works through men. Don't let the devil, don't let the dragon deceive you. He works through men. The systems of men. See, your religious leaders, your moral institutions, he works through them. Don't let any man deceive you concerning days of worship, concerning Sabbaths, concerning meat and drink. Let no man deceive you, because all those things were all shadows. See, many people think that they are free from law, particularly in the churches. They think that they are free from law, but if you study the churches well, you will discover that they are still very much under the law. Most of these doctrines in the churches all came out from the old Hebrew order. All came out from the laws of the Old Testament. So feet, but they don't realize this. See, their baptisms, their laying of hands, their repentance, their ways of repentance, their ways of worship, observance of days and, you know, and hours. And many of those things all came out from the Old Testament. They all came out from the law. See it? But when you come to Christ, Christ signifies the end of the law. For we know all those things in the past were simply shadows. Shadows of things to come. Now the real thing has come, which is Christ. And we do away with the old things. Now these are the things that spoke against us. See it? These were the ordinances that were written against us, but in Christ they are all blotted out. See, so God, through Christ, lays no other burden upon us, but that we believe and we grow in love, recognizing that we are members one for another. Praise God. See, He did not come to institute systems of religion. He did not come to bring out new laws, but only one law He gave. That we love one another. Loving one another comes by revelation that we are indeed members of each other. We have always been. See it? We've always been members of each other. These things come by the revelation of Christ within. Revelation of our true light identities, for we are all members of each other. We are one body, woven together in love. Praise God. So let us not let any man deceive us. Don't let anybody make you scared. Don't be deceived when you see multitudes going away one way, you know. Don't be discouraged when your gatherings remain in the minority. You call a fellowship, a conference, and you have nothing more than 50, 60 people. Don't get discouraged. Don't be discouraged when somebody else is out there, does his conference or his meetings, and they are there in their thousands. It does not matter. What matters is to keep yourself in the truth. And that truth will lead you on into peace. Praise God. So this hour we must know the voices. Recognize the messages. Recognize the voice of the dragon. As he subtly comes to rob you of the revelation of Christ in you. Praise God. You are already perfect. The way he is the way you are. There is nothing that needs to be added or removed. It's just to get the revelation, the view of yourself in the mirror. Confess it and walk in it. That is all. Reject the devil, reject the lies, and confess the truth. Amen.